¿Qué es Daytown? Es un Vaughan Town concentrado en un solo e intensísimo día de inmersión en inglés, únicamente en inglés. Vivirás una experiencia única de 10 horas de contacto con el idioma en un hotel de lujo. Pasarás el día con angloparlantes de todas las partes del mundo, conociendo a gente de lo más interesante y practicando tu inglés en situaciones de comunicación reales. Te sorprenderás con todo lo que puedes avanzar tu inglés en un solo día. Daytown. Ah, y el desayuno y la comida están incluidos. Que hablar inglés da mucha hambre. Infórmate en Barcelona, en calle Gran Vía Carlos III, número 86. O llámanos al 933398687. Infórmate en Zaragoza. Ven a vernos a la avenida José Anselmo Clavé 55. O llámanos al 976-110976.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio. Now then, everybody, yes, welcome to another edition of The Salad. Now, we want to keep celebrating the Madrid Book Fair, that's right, which is on till next Sunday, I believe. So we're there. Come and see us at the Book Fair, Caseta 165. Yes, all your favourite radio presenters, authors will be there. We have lots of books, loads of interesting things going on. Caseta 165. Okay, so to celebrate, we have a little song from the Vaughan book, Canciones con Animales en Inglés. There are 12 animals. Each animal teaches you a little grammatical structure. So today we have the selfish seagull for you. Yes, it'll teach us about possessives. This is mine, that's mine, this one, that one, etc. Learn something with the selfish seagull.
The selfish seagull was really selfish. He only thought about himself and would never help anyone or share anything with anyone. He actually enjoyed being selfish and always sang a little song to show everyone how selfish he was. He loved to do a funky little dance while he sang this funky little song.
That one's mine and this one too. That one's red and this one's blue. Don't ever think that it's for you. 'Cause that one's mine and this one too. If you want some more or you think it's yours, well, it's not. Give me everything I need. Give me lots of books to read. Then show me what you've got for me. Give me everything I need. If you want or you think it's yours, well, it's not. This one's mine and that one too. That one's green and this one's blue. Don't ever think that it's for you. 'Cause this one's mine and that one too. If you want some more or you think it's yours, well, it's not. Give me all the things I like. Like a toy. Then show me what you got for me. and give me all the things I like. If you want some more, you think it's yours, well, it's not. That one's mine, this one's mine, me, me, me. That one's mine, this one's mine, me, me, me. That one's mine, this one's mine, me, me, me.
Now then, salad listeners, the selfish seagull from Canciones con Animales en Inglés, possessives. That one's mine, this one's mine, me, me, me. That sounds familiar. Okay, so let's have a little look, shall we? Let's have our conundrum for today, our customary conundrum. So this is a real case. I carried my son to school, blank, my shoulder. I carried my son to school, blank, my shoulder. Okay, salad listeners, I'm going to post this on our Vaughan Radio app, which you can download for free and learn lots of things with us. Another way to interact with us here. So there we have it. I carried my son to school, blank, my shoulder. You have to fill in the blank. Reynard, fill in the blank space. What could it be? Well, stay tuned. We shall reveal the answer at the end of the program. Now, what's on the show today? Well, of course, we have Salad News Bits, news from around the world, of course. And we also have Bao on the program, business as usual. We have a business letter. We'll have Alan Parsons here, our grammar expert, helping us with a business letter today, writing skills, lots of business vocabulary with our letter on Bao, business as usual. So right now, it's time for Salad News Bits. Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits. Here's our headline for today. Salad cream. Heinz considers a sandwich cream rebrand. Yes, so we have. It may be not so much in Spain, I haven't seen it, but salad cream. Have you heard about this? Crema de ensalada, literally salad cream. So in the UK, salad cream is a bit like mayonnaise. And it comes in like a plastic bottle. You squeeze it. Well, you can have it on salads. But it's true. Most people would use it for sandwiches. To, you know, as a condiment for sandwiches. But it's a classic salad cream in the UK. It's one of those brands that's classic. So, yes, Heinz is considering a sandwich rebrand. A sandwich cream rebrand. Okay. So, if we don't fully understand the headline, well, let's go over to the UK to find out more. All will be revealed. All will become clear and transparent because we have Simon Hallow in London, I believe. Simon?
Yes, that's right, Dave. Well, salad cream, one of the UK's most traditional condiments, may be renamed sandwich cream, it's been reported.
So, yes, salad cream, which is kind of like a type of mayonnaise, maybe you could compare it to mayonnaise. It's a traditional British condiment, but the name may be changed to sandwich cream. And this could be controversial, polemico, controversial. Please tell us more.
Right, well, yes, its maker, Heinz, says that only 14% of those who buy the sauce use it on salads, with many more preferring to use it in sandwiches.
Now, as I was saying, yes, so it's called salad cream. It's a type of mayonnaise, we could say. Okay? So only 14% of people who buy it use it on salads. Most people use it for sandwiches, like a sandwich sauce, if you like.
Yes, so a spokesman for Heinz told a trade magazine that the name no longer fairly represents the product's ingredients or use. So it would be the first name change for the product since its launch in 1914. And fans of the traditional name went on social media to express their anger.
I see. So they're considering a name change. It's traditional, so people, you know, they identify with brands. So Salad Cream is a classic. But if the name changed to Sandwich Cream, that would be controversial. Although most people use it for sandwiches. So people have gone on social media to express their anger, and it would be the first name change of the product since 1914. So I'm sure many people are not happy at all.
Right, no, they're not. I've seen various different tweets about people, you know, that they're not happy, they express their anger. So now, according to a trade magazine, Heinz is considering adopting the name Sandwich Cream to better reflect how the country uses the condiment and to appeal to younger shoppers.
Ah, to appeal to younger shoppers. Because they're not eating salads, they're eating sandwiches. That says a lot.
Now, the condiment became a national favourite during the 1940s, when ketchup was unavailable and salad cream was used to add flavour to bland wartime rations.
So during the war, there were rationing food. So in this case, it was used. You couldn't get ketchup, you know, during the 1940s and during the war. So it was used to add flavour to bland wartime rations. So bland is soso. Something's bland, it's soso. It's soso. So they would add, so if they had a bland ration, they would add a bit of salad cream.
Yes, that's right. So UK sales of the brand dipped 5.4% to 28.8 million in 2017. But there was outcry in the 1990s when leaked documents revealed that Heinz was considering discontinuing production of the sauce, generating so much publicity that Heinz relaunched Salad Cream with a £10 million advertising campaign. So now then, we talked to the brand build lead at the company, who said, as a marketing leading business, our company continues to audit its portfolio in order to meet the needs of the consumers. There are consumers now who haven't grown up with the brand in the household and just don't know about the iconic flavor or what to eat it with. So there is now a consultation underway on the new name, and an official announcement is expected in September. So yes, there you have it, Salad Cream. It's considering a rebrand to Sandwich Cream, which, as you've heard, is slightly controversial. So here from London, back to the studio.
That's right, salad listeners. So Salad Cream, a classic brand. I can think about this from when I was a kid. You know, my parents used to have it in the kitchen all the time. So if it was changed to Sandwich Cream, well, not everyone is in favour. So now they're testing the market to see what people think. You heard it here on Salad News Bits.
Bow. Business as usual.
Yes, welcome to Business as Usual, Bao. We have a business letter. So we have Alan Parsons, our grammar expert, with us. So we're going to go through our business letter. Alan's going to read it. I'll read it also. So you have two options, two chances to listen and understand as much as possible. It's mainly a listening exercise. We'll go through, we'll translate the letter and select some of the most interesting, eye-catching grammar expressions, etc. So are you ready, salad listeners? I'll pass you over to Alan to listen to our business letter today. Hello, Alan.
Yes, hello, Dave. That's right.
Let's go. Let's have our business letter on Bao.
Right, okay, here's today's business letter. Dear colleagues, as many of you will already know, at the end of this month, there will be a retirement party for Mr. Mark Burrows. It's hard to believe that Mark has been with us for 45 years. He joined the company in 1963, when most of the present workers hadn't even been born. In an age when people are changing companies and jobs with increasing frequency, Mark's career has been an incredible achievement. In all that time, he's been responsible for maintenance of the factory's main machinery. The fact that he has had fewer days off than the machine he so carefully worked with is a testament to his dedication, professionalism, and good health. In recognition of his years of service, the management will be presenting him with a lifetime season ticket to his beloved Derby County FC. Although many of you might say this is more of a punishment than a present, we hope all of you will come to the party to celebrate this outstanding individual's contribution to this great company. Many thanks.
Now then, salad listeners, how much did you understand? Okay, 87% over there, young man. Very good. Let's see if we can get that extra, you know, 13%. Over there, 54%, madam. Okay, not too bad. But let's try and understand as much as we can, preferably 100%. So now I'm going to read the letter. You have a second chance. Okay, so here we go. One more time. Dear colleagues, as many of you will already know, at the end of this month, there will be a retirement party for Mr. Mark Burrows. It's hard to believe that Mark has been with us for 45 years. He joined the company in 1963, when most of the present workers hadn't even been born. In an age when people are changing companies and jobs with increasing frequency, Mark's career here has been an incredible achievement. In all that time, he's been responsible for the maintenance of the factory's main machinery. The fact that he's had fewer days off than the machine he so carefully worked with is a testament to his dedication, professionalism, and good health. In recognition of his years of service, the management will be presenting him with a lifetime season ticket to his beloved Derby County FC. Although many of you might say this is more of a punishment than a present, we hope all of you will come to the party to celebrate this outstanding individual's contribution to this great company. Many thanks. Now then, did you understand a little bit more, salad listeners? Okay, we're up to 93% there, young man. Not bad. 72, madam. Pretty good. Now then, let's go through the letter and we can translate it into perfect English so we understand everything. We're having a business letter right now on Bao. Now let's translate the business letter sentence by sentence. Alan will give us the English. I'll do my best to translate it into perfect Spanish. Over to you, Alan.
Dear colleagues.
Estimados compañeros.
As many of you will already know.
Como muchos ya sabréis.
At the end of this month, there will be a retirement party for Mr. Mark Burrows.
Al final de este mes habrá una fiesta de jubilación para el señor Mark Burrows.
It's hard to believe that Mark has been with us for 45 years.
Cuesta creer que Mark ha estado con nosotros durante 45 años.
He joined the company in 1963, when most of the present workers hadn't even been born.
entró en la empresa en 1963, cuando la mayoría de los actuales trabajadores ni siquiera había nacido.
In an age when people are changing companies and jobs with increasing frequency, Mark's career here has been an incredible achievement.
En una época en la que la gente cambia de empresa y trabajo con cada vez mayor frecuencia, la carrera de Mark aquí ha sido un logro increíble.
In all that time, he's been responsible for the maintenance of the factory's main machinery.
En todo ese tiempo, Mark ha sido responsable del mantenimiento de la maquinaria principal de la fábrica.
The fact that he has had fewer days off than the machine he so carefully worked with is a testament to his dedication, professionalism, and good health.
El hecho de que se haya tomado menos días de baja que la máquina con la cual ha trabajado tan cuidadosamente es testimonio de su dedicación, profesionalidad y buena salud.
In recognition of his years of service, the management will be presenting him with a lifetime season ticket to his beloved Derby County.
En reconocimiento a sus años de servicio, la dirección le regalará un abono para su querido Derby County, CF.
Although many of you might say this is more of a punishment than a present.
Aunque puede que muchos digáis que esto es más un castigo que un regalo.
We hope all of you will come to the party to celebrate this outstanding individual's contribution to this great company.
Esperamos que todos vengáis a la fiesta para celebrar la contribución de esta persona excepcional a esta gran empresa.
Many thanks.
Muchas gracias. Now then, solid listeners, yes, so we understand everything in the letter now. So let's have a little look at the letter. We're going to ask Alan what things caught his eye, what things stood out or got his attention, we can also say. So, Alan, what did you think of the letter?
Yes, very interesting. And so, first of all, what caught my eye is the question. Well, let's have a look how the letter starts. Okay, as many of you will already know, you know, I think that's interesting. So, really to translate sentences like mucho sabéis, todos vengáis, ninguno vendrá, so as many, all, none of you, plus the subject. So as many of you will already know, como muchos ya sabréis. So I think it's an interesting way to start a letter and very useful because, you know, when you're communicating something, you know, of this nature, it's very common to start with something like that. So as many of you will already know.
Okay, so as many of you, como muchos ya sabréis, as many of you will already know. It's a good way to start. What else do we have?
Okay, so we have when, in an age when. So in Spanish it's en una época, en la que. So in English we would use when here, in an age when people are changing. So we have a couple of things here. So we're saying in an age when, well, you would say in la que in Spanish. And also the people are, la gente cambia de empresa. The people are changing company. Okay, of course, the people are. So it's interesting. So in an age when and the people are. So there are a couple of things in that sentence that caught my eye and, you know, has scope for possible mistakes here. Now also, it says, in that time he's been responsible for the maintenance, okay? That's interesting because, you know, a lot of people say, we never say responsible of. We could say in charge of or responsible for, but never the responsible for.
That's a good one. So responsible for, he's been responsible for, but not the responsible, okay? Responsible for maintenance or for maintaining with a gerund, if you like.
A couple more things. We also saw fewer. He's had fewer days off rather than less, because it's plural in this case. Now, what else did I see? And just to finish off here, so we talked about Derby County FC, which is football club. Where in Spanish you say CF, Club de Football. So it's FC for football club. We also saw many of you might say, aunque puede que muchos digáis. So we saw many of you might or may say, puede que, we use may or might in English. That's right. And also we saw we hope all of you will come to the party. We're going back to that, all of you. So a very interesting letter.
So many things stood out there. Yeah, so FC football club, not CR. Okay. Now, yeah, so many people might say, puede que muchos digáis, no, they might say, or they may say. And also, fewer people, the people are, okay? So I've had fewer problems, and not less in this case, because it's plural. Okay, thanks very much, Alan. This has been Bow Business, as usual. Now then, salad listeners, just to finish off today, our customary conundrum, which was, I carried my son to school, blank, my shoulder. I carried my son to school over my shoulder, por encima del hombro, as I always say, over my shoulder. Now, over 93% got that wrong. Maybe I might say on my shoulder, but it's over my shoulder. So I carried him to school over my shoulder. That's right, salad listeners. That's all we have time for. See you tomorrow, same time, same place on The Salad.